Well, COVID-19 continues to cause social, political and economic disruption on a global level. At 11 a.m. this morning, there were 80 confirmed cases of coronavirus, including 3 deaths in Australia. And Sydney hospitals were calling rehabilitation outpatients, asking them not to come in for their scheduled therapy. Lachlan McPherson asked Professor Bill Rawlinson of the School of Medical Sciences at UNSW how we are going to prevent further contractions of and deaths from COVID-19.
In terms of preventing COVID-19 spread and also to reduce deaths, there's been continuing public health work looking at quarantining, looking at testing of people who are coming through from cruise ships, and that's ongoing. We're also increasing testing, so we're tending to test a lot larger group of people, and this includes people who have minor cold symptoms. And there's also, of course, ongoing research looking at better diagnostics and looking at trials of some potential therapeutics, some potential treatments.
And how far off are we to treatment for this?
The trials of antivirals at the moment, interestingly, there's some evidence that you can have some improvement in symptoms using chloroquine, which of course is an anti-malarial agent. So those trials are being done overseas, and there are also some proposals for local trials, of course. The availability of vaccines probably months to years away in terms of one that can be used extensively, although there are ongoing studies right now which are looking at potential candidates, and that would be aimed to bring in a vaccination much sooner. And of course they're being done globally, but there's some very good work being done in Australia.
How about on a personal level? What can people do to best arm themselves against COVID-19, both in and out of the home?
On a personal level, people can decrease their risk of getting COVID-19 by doing all the sensible things that people know about and are talked about every year for influenza and other respiratory viruses. So things like, if you've got the infection, don't go out, ring your GP and get advice about testing and prevention, about washing hands regularly. We do know that this is spread on surfaces, about avoiding contact with people who have coughs and colds, about doing things like coughing into a tissue if you're shaking hands, to wash your hands afterwards. All the really sensible things that you can do.
And finally, how do you expect to see things to go moving forward? You know, with drastic measures being taken around the world, for example, the mass quarantine in Italy at the moment, over the next few weeks or months, how do you see things unfolding here in Australia?
I think in Australia it's going to be an ongoing watch and respond. I think as we learn more, it's very important to realise that our approach will change, and it is also important to see that the ongoing things that have already been done, you know, quarantining, recognition, social responsibility in terms of people self-quarantining where appropriate and contacting their health providers, all those things need to continue. I think it's also important to say that what happens in one country has some similarities to others, but they are quite different, and they are different situations from the point of view of the population at risk, their public health practices and those things. And so in terms of Australia, although we learn from things being done, say, in Italy and China, we do have a different population, we do have a different risk strategy, and therefore really it's up to the public health authorities to look at that and respond appropriately for Australia.